Hello and welcome to the Driveline Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the South Dakota Trucking and the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. Today, I'm joined with Glade Evanston, Phil Lentz, and Michelle Wells to talk about the TDC and everything about the TDC, how it works, why we do it, and why it's important. So welcome y'all to the podcast. And first, I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves a little bit more and talk a little bit about who you are and your association with the TDC. So Glade, I'll have you go first.
My name is Glade Evanston. I was a professional driver for 25 years. I've been in the TDC since 1990. My last year of competition was 2008. It was a great incentive to keep me as a safe driver so I could compete every year.
Yeah.
After 2008, I started designing courses up until 22 for the state TDCs.
Perfect. Yeah. What is your, like, your chair of the TDC committee, right?
Yes. Excuse me.
And how long have you been designing courses?
Since 2008.
Since 2008. Okay.
Was the last year and again this year.
I do have a kind of a question about that as like, how do you kind of go about choosing how to design a course?
I was fortunate enough to compete 16 times at the state. So I took some of the things I learned from those courses. 8 times at the nationals, I was fortunate enough to go there and I used that and try and change things up a little bit. Put something new in the course each year for the drivers to maneuver around. And other than that, just real experiences that any driver sees on the road or in town to maneuver around as a problem.
Yeah, awesome. Well, yeah, you've done a lot with the TDCs and I am excited to pick your brain a little bit more about it all. But Phil, what is your kind of association with the TDCs and how long have you been part of it?
So my first year on with the agency was 19 years ago, and I immediately got thrown into the TDCs. I got voluntold to help work whatever, and I just never stopped. It was fun. It was a great event. I got to hang out with truck drivers in a more relaxed setting, we'll say. And
right.
I have a lot of great relationships with a lot of truck drivers because of TDCs, honestly.
Yeah. And what is your position through like work?
I am the current Sioux Falls Port of Entry manager. I started out 19 years ago as a port inspector. I went on the road for about 12 years, and then I've been promoted to this. So I've been running the port now for a couple of years. But
awesome. And one more question for you. As far as you have a donut on your dash at all times, what is the story behind that?
So a number of years ago, when I was on the road, a friend of mine from California, long story short, he sent me a styrofoam donut. And I put it on my refrigerator, and my wife hated it. She absolutely hated it. And we got a new refrigerator recently, and she's like, you have to do something with that. So I was like, all right, I'll just put it on my dash. So I want a Tim Hortons cup. So if somebody wants to send me a Tim Hortons cup to match it, I'm all game. That's my plug for Tim Hortons.
Okay. Phil needs a Tim Hortons cup. So if anybody listening has one, send it over. We'll get it to him. And then, Michelle, I'll talk to you too. How long have you been part of the TDCs, and why do you think it's so important, and why do you keep, working hard at it?
I've been involved with the South Dakota Trucking Association since 1991, and I started doing a lot of the part-time stuff, helping Barb Lindstrom at that time. And I started taking it over probably about 15 years ago, and it's a great event. I love the fact that it supports the truck driver. Of course, they have their company name on their shirt, but it's their abilities that are on the line. They get to show off what they can do. They spend their career avoiding objects. This is something they can see how close they can get to without hitting. Really shows their talents. Been going to the national competition since 2008, which is amazing. I get to support the class champions that win in South Dakota and take them to wherever the national competition is held and help represent our state. So it's a lot of fun.
What is your favorite national TDC you've been to?
I love going to Orlando. It's fantastic. But I tell you, it's every event is amazing. I see a lot of people. I'm a den mother, so I spend a lot of time in the room with the drivers, and I get to know, I don't necessarily know all of their names, but I remember their faces, and we pass through the hallway and they're like, "Hey, mom," because you're a den mother, everybody calls you mom. And I might not have them in that den. I might have had them 6, 7 years ago, but I still get called their mom, and really a chance to develop great relationships, both at the state and national level with the competitors.
Yeah. And how did you get appointed as a den mother? How does that work?
Well, I actually originally signed up to be a course volunteer. And one of our representatives, John Kemp, he told me, "Michelle, you're a people person. You will do fantastic at the course, but I strongly suggest you get in as a den mother because you get to develop those relationships with the drivers." And I'm so glad John gave me that piece of advice because it's been fantastic. Every year, it's a big to-do about the nationals. Everybody brings state pins. And over the years, I have to grab this off the side because I didn't have anything heavy enough to hang it behind me. But this is my pet. They give pins out at every competition. And this is my best that I've gotten over all of my years of competition, which
and that thing's like 50 pounds. Like, I swear,
so much. But I wear it in the parade, and I do it because of the drivers and the relationships that I've fostered in getting these pins. So it's really wonderful. I enjoy it 100%.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things like that with the TDCs, as far as like there's the ducks that are involved, and I'm not exactly sure why the ducks are involved either, but it's a cool little thing that they do every year. I don't know if you have the answer for that or one of you do, but.
I have no idea. I think the duck, I have a little miniature duck here that we're going to be using at our table for decorations. The duck, I think it's just been used because it's a decoy out on the course for South Dakota. We put a leash around our big rubber duck, and if the driver gets too close to it, we pull it away. And then, you know, it's basically one of those obstacles you can use that if you avoid hitting the duck. But there might be a bigger story to it that I'm not sure of.
Yeah. So for people who don't know, it is our 45th state, South Dakota Trucking TDC, and it is the 87th national TDC. So TDC stands for Truck Driving Championship, and I kind of want to get your guys' view of what the TDC is and what it means to you. So I'll kind of start with you, Glade.
Okay. TDCs is a celebration of our state truck drivers. It's a chance for those to showcase their skills. And when you think about what they have to do to qualify for this, across the state today, we've got less than favorable driving conditions, and you have to be accident-free for a year to even enter this competition. And if you're lucky enough to win the state, you have to stay accident-free through nationals. So that in itself is a celebration of the driver's skills out on the roads. All kinds of weather, all kinds of traffic. It's a point of pride for drivers, or it should be, that they have qualified to compete in an event like this. And it puts their skills not against other drivers, against the course that they're driving on.
Yeah, well, that's good. And I see some of these numbers that these guys are putting up as far as safe driving miles, and it blows my mind because at some point, like, there's just a random chance of just somebody hitting you when you're doing nothing. So the fact that these drivers are able to stay safe as much as they are is insane, and it's really good that we have something like this to really celebrate them. I think that's a great point. So Phil, I'll kind of move on to you.
For TDCs, for us, it's different because we're just there to help out, right? We're just here to celebrate drivers, you know, talk to them. I think that if, it's interesting for me is the drivers are more nervous at TDCs than we inspect them roadside. You know, it's a social event to get inspected for me anyway, because I know all the drivers. But at TDCs, they're nervous, they're anxious, they're excited. And to see who can handle that anxiousness through the competition is really incredible. So, yeah. So, but Glade is absolutely right. It's a great celebration of all the professional drivers we have in South Dakota. We have a lot of them. So it's a really cool event.
Yeah. Michelle, what do the TDCs mean to you?
It's a chance for the drivers to shine. The COVID pandemic proved to us how essential truck drivers are. We already know that. We're in the industry. But those that didn't know that, And this is a good chance for them in the media to see something positive, because obviously what you see typically is an accident, 9 times out of 10, not even being the trucker's fault, but how it's displayed in the media, sometimes it come across that way. So this is a chance for them to highlight the safety for one, their skills for another. And the skills, it's not always just driving. This is a three-part competition. So they have a pre-trip inspection that they do, which that's worth 100 points. They have a 40-point test, and that is 80 points. And then the driving, which is 300 points. So the driving, of course, is the major factor of their scores, but they have to master all three in order to win this competition. And it's a chance for them to shine.
Yeah, and I think that's fantastic. And it really does come down sometimes to those tests and pre-trip inspection points. I've seen a lot of times where like drivers are really fretting over missing just a couple points on those because they know that it could mean the difference between them going to nationals or taking home top spot and not. So that's been really cool to see as well. So how does it kind of work with like, why do you think, what would you tell drivers they need to participate? Like why specifically you, Glade, like how long have you, not how long have you been in this, but why have you been in this for this long? And what do you tell other drivers that might want to get into the TDCs? Why they should do it?
It's kind of a two-part reason. First year I got into it, excuse me, the bug bit me pretty bad. I enjoyed it. I was fortunate enough to go to nationals in my first year.
Nice.
But I kept wanting to get better. You make a lot of friends, even though you compete against them. And we learn things from each other. The other part of that for the company is it is a great safety tool in my mind. If a company will sponsor their driver to get into this competition, they have an incentive to be a safe driver, to promote the image of their company and the industry so they can qualify to get into it. And Phil is right. I was never as nervous out on a public street or highway as I was in the competition. I had a rookie in my class 1 year, was a lady that was terrified of this course. And I asked her in the bullpen, I said, "What do you do? Where do you drive?" She was cross country, went to New York, Chicago. And I said, "Look, you have absolutely no traffic on this course. This should be a walk in the park for you. Put it in perspective and enjoy it and learn from it." That's some of the things that kept bringing me back.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the TDC is obviously such a great safety tool for both the driver and for the companies. And like, it just shows for the company, like how good a driver is and how good they're doing as far as safety. And I think it's a great safety tool. And I think it's important for companies to really like understand that and get involved just because it is that great safety tool, and that'll save them money in the long run or whatever business minded thing they want to say. It definitely helps. And it bring something for those drivers to compete in and like really show up their skills. Phil, as far as like you guys with the Highway Patrol have been involved for so long, like what is kind of your role or like why you guys stay involved if you can?
So our involvement is actually two parts. We do our competition for the national, the NAIC, North American Inspector Championship, which is held at the same time as the Truck Driving Championship. So we compete to go to our nationals as well. Which is a big deal as well. Everybody from the U.S. and Canada and Mexico go. And we go through the same thing you guys do. We have a written test. We have our full level one inspection, which is our bread and butter. And we do a hazardous material inspection. So it's kind of the same concept as yours. It's just inspector focused. Last year, I spent more time at nationals with the truck driving side because I knew I was going to be more involved this year. And the truck driving side is way more fun. I'll be honest. You guys know they have fun. All the inspectors and troopers are just so nervous. They can't even, contain themselves, and the truck drivers are just to have fun and socialize. So it was eye opening to me. I had way more fun last year than I thought I would with truck drivers, I'll be honest. But so on my half, I set up all the state competition part. I run my side of the show, and then I try to be involved as much as I can on your side. I provide volunteers. I get everybody involved. I'm Glade's co-chair, not that I'm a named person, but so next year I'm going to make it really hard for the drivers. I'm just kidding. I read the truck driver book for the first time this year, because when we get ready to write the test, you know, we use that book. That book's pretty good. So I hope to have some challenging questions if Michelle puts them in for you. We'll see.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And Michelle, I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about the TDC committee and what the purpose of the board and the committee is and what they do.
Yeah, we started meeting in January. We meet every month, and we spend about an hour a month with the group talking about what we need to do to make our event better. We started this committee last year thanks to Dave Daly from Johnson Feed. He came from another state that had done this, so we implemented it in South Dakota, and it's been able to get a better grasp on our event and plan it better accordingly based on the volunteers that we need. We always get great volunteers in South Dakota here, but I haven't necessarily utilized them as much as I should. So this year we started meeting, kind of talk about who handles what part of it, and getting sponsors in, raising funds, pulling in some donations for our raffles. We just every week or every month we meet and get just this much closer to having it all ready to go. So there's probably, I think, 15, maybe 18 people on this committee that help us. And it's been fantastic. I appreciate each and every one of them.
Yeah, I think having all those different ideas is, and like having a committee for it is really good, because it's been put a lot like on you in the past, and you've done a great job, but it kind of adds that like a little people you can go to and be like, you're in the industry. Like, what do you want? How do we make this better? Right?
Yes, absolutely.
And for everybody, great. Yeah. And for everybody who doesn't know, our South Dakota Truck Driving Championships are on May 18th of 2024 at the Southeast Technical College in Sioux Falls. I have one more question for you all, and it's kind of, what do you see as the future of the TDCs? Where do you want it to go? How do you want it to grow?
So well, Glade, last year we had 40 at our competition last year, which was nearly double of what we had the year before. And so my goal is to grow. I'd like to see 100, but I'd like to see 60 this year. That's our goal.
Right.
And
Glade, I'll go to you. Yeah.
I would second that. We want it to be a little bit bigger, a little bit better each year.
Amen.
The more drivers we get in it. And here's another thing. Sometimes it takes one driver for the first time from a company. They go back and talk to their coworkers about it. And that's how we get more people involved in this. And it is a chance. Look, day in and day out, a truck driver stays away from obstacles, other vehicles on the road. This is a chance to show how close you can maneuver to something, to an obstacle on the course, for points without touching it. So it's kind of a total opposite of what a driver does day to day. But this is like anything else, word of mouth. You get one person in it, they go back, bring another person the next year, they go back, tell their friend from another company. That's how we grow.
Absolutely.
I want to see it grow as well for you guys. If for those who have been around a while, remember when it was back at the fairgrounds, it was a multi-day event because it was so big and so involved. The event is streamlined, so it didn't need to be that way. But I hope it would get big enough again where we would need 2 days to hold the competition again. That would be amazing. Think of 100 truck drivers in South Dakota competing. That would be incredible, in my opinion. It'd be an undertaking. Michelle would need an assistant for sure. but I'm just saying that would be absolutely mind-boggling to me if that could happen ever again.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And I see it kind of just growing like that too, in the way that like we need to figure out how to streamline it, but also like make it this event and maybe incorporate other events in with it to just bring some more ideas and some more like spectacle to it as well. So I think that the course does a great job with that, and there's lots of fun to be had.
I just want to
and
add
I'm excited to see it grow.
I want to add one thing off of that, Trevor. We have our ATA, the American Trucking Association, this year is bringing out their Share the Road truck, which is wrapped completely, all about sharing the road safely with trucks, but it has a truck simulator inside. So come out, check out our event. You'll be able to go into that trailer and actually drive a simulated semi. It's really fun.
I have crashed that truck. I can honestly say I have crashed that.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to crash it too. All right. Well, thank you all for joining me on the Driveline podcast. And thank you everybody for listening. Stay tuned for our future episodes. We will be posting them on all streaming platforms. So we are now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. So wherever you like to watch your podcast, we are there. And thank you, and we'll see you in the next one.